Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And welcome to our online service. I'm so glad that you've joined us today. Today, we are going to actually listen to a pre-recorded talk, because as you know, we all need to hear the truth more than one time. And I'm going to go on vacation. So I invite you to listen with new ears, because we always hear things differently, and to take in that which is supportive of you living your richest and fullest life. And so enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I am so glad to be welcoming you here today. So glad that you've joined us for this online service. Normally, we meet in person on Sunday mornings, and when we do that, one of the very first things that we do during that service is say good morning to the people that are sitting near us. And what really happens is everyone gets out of their seats and literally has to say good morning and hug every person in the entire room, and they all move around, because what happens is it gives us the opportunity to open our hearts and to let that love of the divine flow from us, out of us, and that's actually how we experience it when we're sharing it. And so what I invite you to do right now, since we're not together physically, is to just close your eyes for a moment and to imagine some of those people that sit near you on a Sunday morning. Or if you aren't with us on a Sunday morning, just some of the people that you love and care about in your life. And to see those people in your mind's eye, and just to imagine that you are sending them some of that love. That your heart is open, and that love that resides within you all the time is flowing out and flowing around them and wrapping them in that love. See them standing in their own authentic spiritual wholeness and their power, and the good that they are, that divine presence that already imbues them. And to know that as you are doing that, you are sending them a blessing. And to know not just are you sending the people that you care about a blessing, but there are people who watch this video who are doing the same for you, sending you that blessing and wrapping you in that energy of love, that connection. Even though we aren't physically together, we are still connected with each other, that they are blessing you with that. What a wonderful thing it is to get to participate in that. And so as we begin this service this morning, I'm going to invite our practitioner, David Conant, forward. He's going to come and do an evocation for us as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, and do a reading for us. And so in the meantime, I invite you just to kind of begin to slow down and to settle into yourself, and to allow the sound of this bowl to help you slow down so that we vibrate with this vibration.
Setting aside my recent activities, I move my awareness to the place within where I always recognize the presence of spirit, the one source. This is universal spirit. It is everywhere, and it takes many forms, and it is always present. Since it is everywhere and always present, it is here right now as living beyond limits. It is also true that we are all one with this universal spirit. It is a great overshadowing presence in this service today and in our lives. We are never apart from this blessed presence. I bless Jennifer. I bless Ray. I bless all of us. I am grateful for today's message and for our solid connection with and awareness of spirit. And so it is. Hello. My reading today is from Living the Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. The chapter entitled is Be Yourself. There is a God-given something at the center of our being, which is the spiritual ego. And to find this true center is the end and aim of our spiritual path. This divine person within us, in a sense, one hand placed at the hand of God and the other outstretched to humanity. Mm-hmm. For the person who finds their self in God will discover God in others. They will see things in a different light than will the one who thinks they are alone. They will draw strength and inspiration from life itself, for no one can live without God and be whole. We recognize that there is an invisible presence hidden within us, which has its source in a higher power, and which acts through our actions, wills through our minds, and reveals itself in what we are doing. At the center of our being, there is a divine person, a unique incarnation of God. This is the source of all real inspiration, here and here alone. At the center of our being is the real creative power. The question is whether we are living from this center or whether we are thinking of ourselves as detached, separated, divided, alone, and inadequate. We all have direct access to the infinite presence. There can be no more beautiful thought than that the divine spirit itself, infinite as it is also within us. And so it is.
Thank you, David. Very nice. And so I'd like to share with you now our mission statement. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to awaken to that divine presence that lives within us. That is the very core essence of our spirit, of our beingness. It is what we have come from, and it is what we come as. And that we bring that presence into this world when we act from love or from peace, when we act from our own authentic wholeness, when we are creative in the world, all of those ways we give expression to that divine. And as we come from love and peace are just two of the ways in this world, we are actually bringing that presence into this world that acts in a beneficial way to humanity. As we act from love and kindness, as we recognize that that presence is boundless within us, that then we have access to it when the world is not reflecting back to us, say, peace or love. We are at choice then, and then we are at a place of power because we can bring it into the world and change the things around us. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit, the call of the divine within you to be bringing that presence into this world in a way that is healing and in a way that is beneficial. Thank you for that. And so the title of my talk today is Spiritual Living in a Human World. And I'd like to start with a story. It says, my wife, again, I'm going to start that again. I forgot to clap. And so my talk today is called Spiritual Living in a Human World. And I'd like to start with a story. It goes like this. My first wife abandoned us when my son was an infant. It was rough, but I survived. One evening, I was at dinner with some friends. I had to change the baby. There was no changing table in the men's room. I asked a lady leaving the women's restroom if it was empty, and she checked inside and gave me the okay. While I was trying to get my diaper bag sorted, she came up and offered to change him. I told her I had it, but she insisted and put her arm around me. Apparently, I'd been holding in a breakdown the whole time, and she saw right through it. I cried for a minute, while a total stranger changed my infant son, thanked her profusely, and went back to dinner with my friends, carrying a little less weight on my shoulders. No clue who she was, but she was an angel to me that night. Someone who does something like that is a person who is living from their heart and living from their connection with humanity and with this human family. The part of us that feels that way towards other people, the part of us that feels that connection and that care and that open-heartedness and that compassion, that is our spirit. And because we are spiritual beings, we have a need to feel our spirit, and we have a need to live from our spirit. And so, like I said, the title of my talk today is Spiritual Living in a Human World. We have a need for spiritual living. We have a need to live our spirituality. And because we are spiritual beings, we have some other needs too. And some of those spiritual needs that we have are being consciously aware of the fact that there is something greater, that there is something greater that we live in, and that there is something greater that we are connected to. We have a need to remember and to be consciously aware of the fact that we are living in a spiritual universe. That's why when we see things like bumper stickers that say, whoever dies with the most toys wins, we know that isn't true, because that leaves us feeling empty rather than fulfilled. And when we live in that awareness that we are in something greater and that we are connected to that, we end up feeling so much more satisfied and life is so much deeper and richer. We have a need within us to know that there is more than what we see with our eyes or which we perceive with our five senses, that there is actually something bigger that is happening, that there is a bigger picture to our lives, and that there is a bigger picture to this world. We have a need within us as spiritual beings and part of that collective whole, part of this family of humanity, to actually know that we are supported by that something greater, that we are buoyed and that we are lifted and bolstered by that something rather than just our own human ego self. And we long to feel and to remember that we are indeed valuable and important and integral to this universe, that we are part of the whole and a part of the one. And so living a spiritual life and walking a spiritual path awakens us to our own spirit. It awakens us to that presence of spirit that is all around us. It awakens us to who we really are, to our own divine nature. And out of those realizations and that awareness, it enables us to, yes, indeed, realize that there is something greater and that we are a part of that something greater, integral to that whole, that we are supported and there is so much more than what we see with our regular human eyes. Walking this spiritual path allows us to see through the eyes of spiritual discernment, to see through spiritual eyes. And for me, my own experience has been that to be able to see through spiritual eyes really comes out of the practice of meditation. It comes out of spiritual practice and out of contemplation. And so Ernest Holmes speaks to this in the Science of Mind textbook. He says, if we allow the world's opinion to control our thinking, then that will be our demonstration. If, on the other hand, we rise superior to the world, we shall create a new pattern. If we allow the world's thinking to control us, if we live solely from the ego and the opinions of the world and the news and what's going on around us, we will continue to demonstrate exactly what the world is demonstrating right now. But if we rise above that and see through spiritual eyes, have spiritual discernment and live from our spirit or live our spirituality, we will rise above and create new conditions in the world. We will change ourselves and we will change our lives and we will change the world around us. Because living from our spirit creates a new pattern. It creates a new pattern in our thinking and in our perspective and in our actions. Spiritual living changes us, and it changes the world around us because it has changed us, and we come to the world differently then. I know that I am so different than I was before I began this spiritual path. I wouldn't even know that it was the same person. I have become so much more heart-opened and connected to people and have a love for humanity, for people that I don't even know, people that I've never even seen. I walk with this sense of connection and walk with this trust and knowing that spirit is where I am. Things are so different for me. And the truth is, we are always spiritual beings. And we are always walking a spiritual path, and everything is a part of that path, whether we recognize it or not. But knowing that everything is spiritual, knowing that we are spiritual beings, changes the way we see it, and therefore it changes the way we act. When we forget that we live in a spiritual universe, when we forget that God, the good, that infinite presence and infinite potential is right where we are at all times, and that is right within us at all times, when we forget that God is focalized within us and within our lives, that's when it's so easy to get into fear and doubt. And to think that we have to go it alone and rely on our own ego, and then we get stuck. And then we feel scared. And then we stay small. So on our Zoom conference this week, we talked about walking a spiritual path. And one of the questions that we answered was, what has changed for you as a result of walking the spiritual path that you are walking? And some of the answers that we got were things like, I feel connected to everyone and everything. I have a reverence for all life. I feel more compassionate towards other people. I am happier and I like myself more. I accept others more, which in turn makes me like me even more and makes me like them even more. All of those things are born out of our spirit. Those are seeing through the eyes of our spirit allows those things to happen. They're born out of a spiritual awakening because our spirit already knows that it is one with everyone and everything. It is one with everyone and everything, but our spirit part of us already knows that. Our spirit knows that everyone is a part of the one and a part of the whole, and that we are all a part of that. It makes me think of Jesus, and it's like walking in Jesus' footsteps. Because we know in the life of Jesus, no one was left on the outside. Everyone was brought in, and everyone was included. Jesus included women and prostitutes and the poor and even their racial enemies of the Samaritans. No one was left outside. Love and reverence and oneness leaves no one out. It leaves no one on the outside. And that realization of oneness enables us to live like that and leave no one on the outside, but to bring everyone in as part of this family. That realization of oneness changes us, and it changes our lives, and consequently, it changes the world. That awakening to oneness awakens a desire within us to be of service. It awakens a desire within us to be compassionate and kind and caring and to do things like change a baby's diaper that we don't even know. And the second thing that people said to answer that question, what has changed as a result of you walking this spiritual path, was that I have more confidence and more faith, that I know that I am unlimited in what I can do. Being aware of the fact that we are spiritual beings, that we are emanations of that infinite presence and that infinite potential. Becoming aware that there is only one power in this universe gives us strength and confidence. It gives us the strength and confidence to follow our dreams and to try new things that we've never done. It gives us the strength and the confidence to pursue a new career or to pursue new goals, to go back to school. It gives us the strength and the confidence to do things like leave a job or leave a relationship that is not serving us, that is not for our best good, because it is in that that we know that actually leaving that thing creates a space for something greater to come in, and that the presence of the divine that fills our life will pour into that space of something greater that is more fitting for us. Because we're open to it, because we are looking for it. As metaphysicians, we know that there is only one power. There are not two powers. There isn't God and the devil. There isn't God and some other person. There isn't God and the economy. There isn't God and the president. There isn't God and the world. God is the only power. And that God is the source of everything that we could ever possibly need. That God is the source of creative ideas. God is the source of inspiration. God is the source of inner wisdom and guidance and intuition and knowing which way to go and what choice to make. God is the source of our health and of our abundance and of love. And when we look to that source and we open ourselves, we create the channel for it to flow into our lives. That, knowing that, gives us the confidence to move forward in our lives. And it gives us the confidence to look forward instead of getting stuck. It's the nature of the universe to express as that creativity and that guidance and that wisdom and those opportunities. That's what it does. Knowing that takes us right out of victimhood, and it puts us in a place of power and in a place of choice. And being in that kind of faith, because faith is really a verb, being in faith like that reminds us that actually everything in our lives is on purpose, because we know that life is for us, that everything is on purpose and is serving our unfolding. It's serving our own self-discovery, our own discovery of something greater, stepping into our own power. It's serving us always. And so I'd like to share a story with you from The Art of Being by Dennis Merritt Jones that speaks to this. He says, there was a great experiment done in the early 1980s in the desert called the Biodome. It was an exercise to create the perfect living environment for human, plant, and animal life. A huge glass dome was constructed, and an artificial controlled environment was created with purified air and water, filtered light, and so on, offering the perfect growing conditions for trees, fruits and vegetables, and humans. People lived in the biodome for many months at a time, and it was wonderful because everything seemed to do well, with one exception. When the trees that were planted grew to a certain height, they would simply topple over. It baffled scientists for the longest time, until one day they realized that the one natural element that they forgot to recreate in the biodome was wind. Trees needed wind to blow against them, which in turn causes their root systems to grow deeper in the soil, which in turn supports the tree as it grows taller. What a great lesson we can take from the biodome experiment. Whom among us does not long for a perfect growing environment with no disruptions from the outside influence? We strive to avoid the times of contrast and tension, those times when the challenges of daily life push against us. When they do, the normal tendency is to curse them. If the trees could talk, I wonder if we'd hear them curse the wind each time they encountered a storm. I doubt it very much. More likely, I believe, we would hear from them and they would be thanking the wind for existing and for deepening their root system, enabling them to grow stronger and taller. That's nature's wisdom at work. We can be assured, just like that wind against the trees, that everything that shows up in our life is actually on purpose, and that it is serving us, and that it is for us, and it is only out of those times that we really grow deeper roots, and that we discover who we really are, discover aspects of ourselves that we had not known before. And faith is the thing that allows us to do that. Faith allows us to go with the flow. Faith allows us to have greater peace in tumultuous times. And our faith allows us to look forward and to move forward. So our job then is to activate our faith. And I think we activate our faith through reminding ourselves, through using affirmations and using affirmative prayer. We grow our faith and activate our faith through the practice of meditation, where we get out of our repetitive thinking and our repetitive fussing and worrying, that fretting that we do. And instead, in meditation, we have an expansion of our awareness. An expansion of our awareness of reality with a capital R, of who we are and how we fit into things. We have an expanded awareness of this universe and what it's about, of the presence of the infinite. We come to feel that and sense that and to recognize that it is indeed everywhere present. We expand our awareness of the truth with a capital T in meditation. And so Raymond Charles Barker talks about that which is, quote, apparently so, and that which is really so. That which apparently so is that we might be struggling with something, that things might feel challenging. But what is really so is that the infinite potential and the good of God is right where we are, within us and around us, available and present and active, simply awaiting our faith in it and our turning to it and our acceptance of it. It's just awaiting our recognition that it's already present so that we become open so that it might flow into our experience. On that Zoom call this week, Reverend Larry said his job is to remember that God has already done its part, that the ball is now in his court, and that it's now up to him. The presence of the infinite has already given all. There is no withholding in the divine, for the divine to withhold would mean that it is withholding from itself. Because we are it in form. And to withhold from itself is an impossibility. So our job is to remember that. To remember that that creative force of the universe already contains all the potential of everything that we could want or desire or need. To remember that contained in that energetic force of the universe is all good. That is its nature. Creativity and good and boundlessness and flowing forward and activity. That the kingdom is within us and that it is all around us. And that that kingdom is the very essence of our life. And so my invitation to you this week is to give yourself time with your spirit, to give your spirit time so that it might be heard, so that it might be sensed and felt and discovered and given room in your life. To take time to just be and to be with your spirit. Take time for spiritual study or for meditation, for journaling. Take time and join us on that Zoom conference call. That's exactly what we're doing there, is we're giving time for our spirits so that we can hear them and so that we can share them and see the spirit in other people. Give yourself the opportunity to hear what your spirit has to say, to listen to your own wisdom, to listen to your own inner guidance, to listen for that peace that's in the stillness and in the silence of your own beingness. and look so that you might see the divine all around you, within other people and within the trees and the plants and the animals, within your family, within your place of work, within your love and your relationships. Meditate so that you can sense that you are indeed a reflection of that Infinite One. And align your actions with your spirit. Align your words with your spirit. Align your thinking with your spirit. Align your vision and what you see with your spirit. And as we do that, we will be living our spirituality in a human world. And we will be doing it in love and in faith. We will be doing it with a sense of confidence and connection and reverence for all. So blessings to you on this spiritual path of awakening to your own spirit, awakening to that presence of the divine that fills this entire universe with its own beingness, and awakening to the truth of how that is all one and the same. So blessings to you on this path. And so I invite you to join me right now in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is to already be in recognition of that divine presence, that one from which everything in this universe has sprung forth, that one that is the very essence of creativity, that is love itself, that is all of the activity and all of the form and all of the inspiration and all of that which is ever flowing forward comes out of that presence. And it is that presence unfolding itself into form. And so how wonderful it is to know that we can never be separate or apart from that one, for it is truly the all and all, the beginningless and endless and infinite beingness expressing everywhere. And so today I recognize that we walk in this presence everywhere we go in everything that we do, that we are indeed lifted and carried and buoyed and supported in this life, that we are indeed an integral part of life, an integral part of the whole. And our spirits already know that. So today we lean into that presence of the Infinite One, and we lean into our own spirits, for they are one and the same. And from here we are inspired. From here we love and we care and we reach out. From here we have courage and faith and strength. From here, we stand in assurance that life is absolutely for us and supplies us with every single thing we could ever need. And so how grateful I am to be in that recognition, to live my life from that space of knowing. For as each and every one of us does, that life around us is transformed. Relationships are transformed. Society around us is transformed, for we are bringing something greater into this world out of our spiritual realization. What a blessing it is to be privy to this. What a blessing it is to be conduits for this. What a blessing it is to be recipients of this. And so I release this prayer right now in absolute gratitude, in faith, in conviction, knowing that this is blessing each of us right now. And so I release this prayer, and I say, and so it is. Thank you so much for being here with us today. It's so nice to have you join us. I would like to remind you, if you don't know, we are having an outdoor in-person service next Sunday. We will still be presenting this online, but you may join us for an in-person service at Hartwell Park. Look for your email this week that has a map on it and directions about how to get there. If you are not already on our email list and you would like to be, please email us your email address at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com. We would love to have you join us there. Bring your chair, bring a mask, and we will do a service with music and a talk and practitioners and the whole thing, and we get to be together and see each other and love each other up.